You're gonna make her cry now. That's where the cries is gonna come.
Well, she's been crying on and off all day. Oh. And yes, I'm going to cry.
Those are parents in a video recorded recently by a Boston University student helping their kids get settled as they prepare to begin their college lives. It's traditionally a bittersweet ritual, parents dropping their kids off at college for the first time. But for this generation of moms and dads, known for their helicopter parenting, for being overly attentive to every detail in their children's lives, the college drop-off seems to be especially difficult. So to help parents cut the cord, some colleges and universities now have special programs and goodbye rituals to assist the separation process. At Morehouse College in Atlanta, for example, there's a formal parting ceremony in which students march through the gates of the campus ahead of their parents, and the gates swing shut before their parents have a chance to follow. Other schools, including BU, intentionally schedule separate events for parents and students during orientation as a way to minimize time for parental hovering. Joining us now to talk about the unique challenges colleges face in working with parents who have trouble letting go is David Zamoyski. He's Assistant Dean of Students and Director of Residence Life at BU. And also Joyce Hall, Executive Director of the National Orientation Directors Association based at the University of Minnesota. Listeners, are you a parent who recently dropped off a son or daughter at college? How did it go? Was it difficult? Have you been texting your kid nonstop since you said goodbye? Or are you a student who's gone through the process and did your hovering parents drive you crazy? Or are you a college administrator or professor who's seen firsthand how parents have trouble letting go? We want to hear from you. Give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. David Zamoyski, Joyce Hall, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me.
Mr. Zamoyski, tell us about the parental behavior you see at BU when parents drop off their freshmen.
Well, that's a good question. I think it really, there's a range of responses to the goodbye. And I think it depends on whether or not the student is the first child to go off to college, the distance from home the student is here at BU, just parental preparedness for the goodbye. You know, some parents are entirely comfortable with a simple goodbye or a hug and a handshake and then walking away. Other parents do get emotional. I think the clip on BU Today does show some parents who have, you know, experienced an emotional goodbye with their children.
Describe some of the things that BU does to ease the separation process between students and parents.
Well, I think with orientation, we do have a separate track of programs for parents and one for students. And during the parent track, we have a conversation with parents. It's facilitated by our dean of students, called Parenting During the College Years. And during that program, there's a real focus on communication between parent and student during the student's time at college, and also the process of letting go. And I think some of the highlights from that conversation include recommending to parents, or really suggesting to parents, that they give their children the reassurance, the trust, the confidence that the student will make it on his or her own and succeed perhaps beyond their own expectations.
Really letting your child off into the world, off to become an adult. Really what you've been raising your child all the child's life to eventually do, become a grown-up.
Yes, and when a student comes to college, it is a chance for them to put to use all of the knowledge and wisdom imparted to them by their parents.
Joyce Hall, Executive Director of the Orientation Directors Association. How about you? You oversee the National Association of Orientation Directors. Based on what you're seeing and hearing, is it harder these days for parents to let go?
Certainly, the programs that David was talking about and the issues that they're seeing at Boston University are not unique to Boston University. We're seeing this all across the country. We're in an era, the generation, where our families are very connected via technology. And the world is very different than when many of us were in college. It's a much dangerous world. And so we're very protective parents. I say we because I'm a parent of two college students, so I know exactly what it's like to see this professionally as well as personally. And so it's very difficult, and we're seeing this across the country. So more and more of our institutions are providing program and services for parents like BU is doing to help ease the the separation and to help provide some good advice to parents about parenting from afar and putting their mind at ease about what the information that students are accessing on campuses and the resources that are available to their students are a big part of that orientation experience for parents.
We're talking about how it's college move-in season in Boston, and so-called helicopter parents just can't seem to let go after they drop their freshman off. Listeners, we want to hear from you. Are you a parent who recently dropped off a child? How did it go? Are you having trouble putting down the text, putting down the cell phone? Or if you're a student and you had your parents hovering, let us know what you thought. We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. We have a call from Mitch from Raleigh. Mitch, did you recently have a drop-off experience with a child?
Yes, thanks for having me on, Sasha. My wife and I dropped my daughter, Sarah, off at Lafayette College in Easton, Pennsylvania on Thursday last week. And they had the procedure down just amazingly well. The move-in procedure, they had various clubs and sports teams that carried all the luggage and stuff in, and that took up the morning. And after a lunch, outdoor luncheon, they had this ceremony where we heard a speech from the college president and the town mayor, and then we had a certain short period of time with our daughter. And the end of that was that during that time they were playing the song for the college, and at the end of that, the time we knew that our time with our daughter was up, they started tolling these bells.
Ah, so it was a very clear signal. David Zamoyski, this reminds me that I had read about Grinnell College in Iowa, where they have this ceremony where parents sit on one side of the bleachers, students on the other. It's this symbolic separation. I think Princeton, or there are some schools that have a sort of a set hour. This is the time to give your hugs and say goodbye. So this really seems, in a way, that these orientations, as much as they're meant for students, are also really meant for parents and the idea that they have to learn to let go.
True. And also here at BU, on Sunday, which was our last day of move-in for first-year students, we had an event for parents called Parent Convocation. We had between 1,500 and 2,000 parents attend an address by the president about the college experience. Meanwhile, our freshmen were led on about a one-mile walk along Commonwealth Avenue by the dean of students in what has become a traditional freshman walk to matriculation. Matriculation is a ceremony that officially welcomes a student into the university community, and parents were welcome to attend. The matriculation began immediately following the parent convocation. And when matriculation ended, and during matriculation, parents sat together and students sat together, separate from parents, and that was intentional. But after matriculation, students went off to an event called Splash, where they can sign up to join student organizations. It's really a chance for them to begin engaging fully in student life at the university. Parents, meanwhile, were invited to attend a reception hosted by the president. And it was a chance for them to talk with each other and the president about this experience.
And to separate the students and the parents,
yes,
very officially.
Yes.
We have a call from Yana from Compton, and I apologize if I'm mispronouncing your name. Did you recently have a drop-off experience?
I actually dropped my daughter off on August 18th. And, we were so excited for her. It was her first choice. She got early acceptance, and it was just wonderful, and this is what we prepared her for, but I think what I wasn't prepared for was how emotional it has been for me, from my perspective. It's really been very, very difficult because we had a very close bond, and I'm the one who's texting her and saying, please call home, when are you coming to visit, or we need to set up a regular routine here where you come and visit us a little more often, and it hasn't even been that long.
Joyce Hall, Executive Director of the Orientation Directors Association, I had, regarding this caller's comment, I had come across a tip sheet this morning put out by a college in which they said parents shouldn't go cold turkey on leaving their kids. They should do it in phases or stages, so call or email a little less, that kind of thing. And, it's easy to make fun of helicopter parents, but we shouldn't underestimate that there's a real grieving process involved in letting a child go.
Oh, absolutely. And that really is a big part of the parent programming that many of our institutions will provide. Yes, they may joke about the helicopter parents and try to ease the situation a little bit more as far as emotions are concerned, but really get down to brass tacks and talk about we understand as an institution how difficult this is to let your child go after 18 years, but to talk about that emotional side and the grieving that they may be going through, and just to help them try to refocus on things that, that you know, have date nights with your partner, if you will, and do some other extra activities.
You mean get to know your husband or wife again after 18 right. years of focusing on the kids?
That's right. That's right.
We also have a call from Fran from Brookline. Hi, Fran. Do you have two college kids, I understand?
I do, and they're on the other side of the country.
Where do they go to school?
One's in California, USC, and the other one's at University of Arizona in Tucson. So it was a big separation for us. We encouraged that. I've always said, you know, my job is to teach you how to fly out of the nest. But I was surprised that they would call home a lot more than, say, my generation, and ask questions that I thought they knew the answers to already, like they had been doing their laundry for years, and yet they asked me questions about it. So I actually ended up creating a website called goaskmama.com for college kids.
Where they could go online and get answers without having to phone home?
Yeah, because we're on different, you know, we have different time zones, so they couldn't always call home. So
David Zamoyski, Assistant Dean of Students at BU. Fran raises the issue that, you know, kids might roll their eyes and say, my mom and dad won't leave me alone. But could it be that really the kids are a little heartbroken, too, that they feel like they have to put on a tough face and say, I wish mom and dad would leave me alone? But they kind of like knowing that mom and or dad are protectively still there.
I think that, again, with students, it runs the gamut. But homesickness or feeling an attachment to home and parents, family, it's a very natural thing. And students, it's not unusual for students to be showing each other pictures of friends at home or family members as a way of maintaining that connection with home while they're here on campus.
We have a call from a student. This is Catherine from Cambridge. Catherine, you go to MIT?
Yes, I do. I'm actually here during my orientation week right now.
And are your parents still with you?
No, they said goodbye to me on Monday, and it was tearful. My mom was trying to keep it together for me, not to make it harder for me, but they were both upset, I think. It's hard. I'm their only child, and it was hard for my parents to say goodbye. I live just an hour south of Boston, so it's not even like we won't see each other that much, but I think it's just not knowing where I'll be every minute, not knowing, you know, me having to be in my own room all the time. Just that whole transition is hard for my parents, and I miss them too.
So kids are affected. It's true. David Zamoyski, a related issue, which is that, you know, parental involvement just doesn't end at orientation often. We've all heard stories about parents contacting professors about when they think their kid got too low a grade. They call a dean when they think their child needs a new roommate. So what about that issue? This extends beyond just the drop-off.
Yeah. Well, we're certainly delighted to speak to parents, and we do pretty much every day of the academic year. When a parent calls us with a concern, we'll always make a point of following up directly with a student to hear the student's view on the matter of concern. And we prefer working directly with the student. I think it's an important step in helping the student feel empowered to manage his or her own life as an adult here at the university.
We have a call from a retired principal who I think will be interesting to hear from. This is Dennis from Foxborough. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, thank you for having me on. I would just make this observation, you know, over my career, I saw the parents becoming more and more omnipresent and really, unfortunately, having a tendency to infantilize their children. And, you know, to take it to the college level, I think personally that there's a great deal of the college experience that's non-academic. And I think when parents can't separate themselves successfully from their children, they're doing them a disservice. As I mentioned earlier when I was being screened, I feel as though there's a certain selfish quality to that.
To the parents. Do you mean in that there could be, Dennis, do you mean that there could be developmental implications for the kids if the parents aren't willing to back off?
I mean, I think there could be a lot of implications. I think that there could be that. There could also be a sort of counter-reaction kind of feeling, like, boy, I'm so tired of my parents interfering with my life that I'm going to do thus and so, things that parents might wish they wouldn't be.
Ah, so it could backfire. Joyce Hall at the Orientation Directors Association. It's always been hard for parents to let their kids go, but do you have a theory about why it seems to be so much harder for so many of today's parents?
I think it has a lot to do with the era of text messaging and the technology, that it's instant communication with our families right now, with the texting especially, is a big part of it. But again, as I mentioned earlier, I think a big part of it is that the world is very different than when some of us were in college. We're very much more protective of our children because of the dangers in society right now than what we maybe have experienced. So certainly that need for protection will always be there with our parents, but especially it's there because of the way society is today.
David Zamoyski, Assistant Dean of Students and Director of Residence Life at BU. There's also been some speculation that the very high cost of tuition is partly to blame, in that parents want to make sure they're getting their money's worth. Do you think there's any truth to that?
I think that's entirely possible. You know, when I went to college, and that was in the 1970s, you know, we went to college to find ourselves and to find out really what our interests were. I think there's an emphasis today on career preparedness. And in this economy, I think students want to leave college as competitive as possible and as prepared as possible to step into a job.
Well, you raise an important point, which really college traditionally is viewed as a place where students are expected to learn and to stand on their own. And if we have this digital umbilical cord, it's hard to know whether they can still do that. Any parting advice you have, David or Joyce, for both parents and kids who are experiencing first-time college separation?
You know, I think it's an exciting time for both the parents and children, the students who are going to campuses, and I just think that we just need to remember that it's a different place, it's a different time, it's a different experience than what any of us have ever had before. If you've never had children on college campuses before, but have fun with it.
And David, any
watch your students grow.
David, any profound words in about 5 or 10 seconds?
Just follow your students' lead.
Fantastic. David Zamoyski, Assistant Dean of Students and Director of Residence Life at BU, thanks for joining us. And Joyce Hall, Executive Director of the National Orientation Directors Association, thank you for joining us by phone.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Sports with Bill Littlefield is coming up. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.